The kid picks up a candle and says, I will throw this at you and I will burn you if you don't give me the iPad.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad. Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. Each episode of the podcast, we have a guest share a morally questionable story from their life, and we decide if they're in the right or the wrong.
We sure do. Now, Blair, yes. I want to address the elephant in the room.
It's a new year, and I was just like, you know what? I want to try and spice up the year.
I'm so scared. Uh-huh.
It's really not that bad.
Okay.
So I'm still a member for New York-based comedians.
Blair, we have to get you off that app. You are in Mark Zuckerberg's pocket.
So this was a Facebook group, if you're not familiar. Like, we moved here in 2016, and it was, like, the thing to check out for, like, improv or, like, stand-up or when you can get on a sketch team or whatever. Yeah. I still have Facebook, and I more or less check it, like, passively. A posting came up in this comedy group, and they were looking for actors for a sketch group. And I applied.
Wow. You're going back to sketch? This is breaking news.
Well, no. Because
wow.
I was like, I do like to perform, but I'm like, I'm not doing enough performing. So I was like, maybe I should go back and do sketch.
Well, that's interesting to do sketch of all of them. But yeah.
Well, but then after I applied, I started thinking about it. I'm like, am I a 41-year-old male who does sketch for free monthly? Is that where I am in my life right now? And I had a self-evaluation. I was like, I'm not getting paid for this. And there's commitment involved. And it's probably going to be like with youngsters. And guys, I have an early bedtime that I never adhere to. So I sent them a polite email saying, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm on, unfortunately...
You rescinded.
I said I couldn't make the audition because it was 9:30 on a Sunday morning, Sterling.
You submitted to join a sketch team. Before they even responded, you remembered you were a 41-year-old, so you rescinded your application. That is so funny, dude. I mean, the thing is, because you found it on Facebook, I don't think there would be youngsters in your terminology there, because how would they have ever seen the posting? It will be, you might be the youngest one, actually,
okay,
in the group.
Well,
Here's the thing. I love that, and I think you should do it. I think the problem with sketch...
Well, it's too late now. I've blown my opportunity.
I feel like the problem with sketch is this. So much work, so little return.
Yes.
Like, you work so hard. You have to write something. You have to memorize it. You have to do blocking. Like, you have to rehearse, and then you do it one time.
And me and Sterling, this is our history together.
Yes. So. I know. It was so much work, and we had... literally the best time of our lives.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, you know what? We only did it for five people. We could definitely do this one again. And then we'd kind of do another show, and then we'd realize,
it's just the
same five people. And then our friends were like, we can't pay $12 once a month to see you do the exact same sketch over and over. And I was like, fair.
Yeah, it is fair. I think a part of me was just trying to relive the past, but then I was like, I could just get matched up with people who suck, and I want to be with people who don't suck, like Sterling.
Aw, you do a little duo sketch group with me?
Should we?
We could do Zoom sketch. Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Oh, hell no. I am not going back to pandemic Zoom sketch. Kill me.
Well, Blair, we can't let the day get away from ourselves, because I think our guest has entered the chat.
All right, Sterling. So let's bring in our guest for today. So excited to have this guy here. He is a comedian. He is a writer. You also know him from the podcast Adulting with Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos. Our guest today is Jordan Carlos.
Thank you so much for coming on today.
Sure. Thank you.
Now, Jordan, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat, digging in. Okay, so I was listening to your show, and you were talking about, was it you that was giving up caffeine? You gave up caffeine?
I gave up caffeine.
Wow.
So I did see you lift a mug to your mouth. What's in the mug?
The mug is tea. There's tea in here, but that's about it.
Caffeine-free?
Yeah. Caffeine-free. It's a boring, elderberry tea.
Now, I am drinking coffee. Is this triggering?
Somewhat to me. And it's very hot. It's a very hostile gesture. I mean, like, and if you knew that.
I also...
What is that?
I thought it was alcohol for a second.
No.
I was like,
no.
It looks like
so. I'm a TJ Maxxinista, and I went there yesterday, and they have these syrups. And this one's sugar-free, so I'm healthy.
Okay.
And it's barista-style coffee syrup. It's thin Irish cream. I'm telling you guys, this is not a paid sponsorship. Get to TJ Maxx, buy a sweater and this syrup, and you're going to be in heaven.
Well, thanks. That's advice I could have used about a month or two ago. Thank you so much, Blair.
Well, that was more or less a disclaimer because I don't want you to feel triggered during this podcast while I'm trying to stay alert.
How has it been quitting?
It's not easy. You know, she be calling to me coffee and like there's this fancy coffee maker in the office that I work at. It's like it'll make an Americano. It'll make like if you want like a white cap, it'll make that. It'll make like it'll give you like oatmeal milk foam. You know, and it'll do it happily, robotically with like purple lights just dancing around. And I'm like, I you know, if I slip, if I fall, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It wasn't because it was easy.
What made you give up caffeine?
It was my children. No, it was.
You're like, no, screw them.
No, I think it was just like, well, mostly. OK, yeah. Some of my kids, because like I just didn't want to be like short tempered with them. I think they're they're really fun. They're in a sweet spot. It's actually my daughter's birthday today, so shout outs to her.
Happy birthday.
I love her, sweet Izzy. It's her 11th lap around the sun. I'm really excited about that. And just like being calm with them, because my temper was, I just felt like, you know,
Kathy
like
really brought out a dark side in you.
No. I felt like Bruce Willis in Die Hard. I'd be like red wire, blue wire. I don't know. And I was just like, you know, over little stuff. Like, do I get a chicken sandwich for them or not? So like, I'm just trying to increase the wick, you know, a little bit and just, yeah.
I want to say for your daughter's birthday, I'm so happy she can finally have a happy birthday this year. You know,
yeah, finally. Finally. Yeah. Not a testy.
She doesn't have to live in fear.
Yeah.
I feel like most people, it's kind of like the opposite where it's like before I've had my coffee, I'm like grumpy.
I think there was no, I was always kind of grumpy on caffeine. And now it's like less so. Also, edibles are helpful. So just like,
oh, I don't know. I did an edible Christmas night, and let me just say, I was crying for 4 hours. It hit me wrong.
Blair, did you snort it? What are you doing?
You're not supposed to snort an edible.
You're not supposed to. Not in this economy, Blair. Blair,
where do you put it?
Blair, you put it. I mean, if you haven't learned by now, yeah, you got this, Blair. I know. You're wearing glasses, probably Warby Parker's. I'm assuming
they are.
Yes. Like, I got game recognized game.
Can I ask how many pairs of glasses you have?
No, that's very fucking personal and deep.
I'm sorry. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I crossed a line and.
Whoa.
You know, thank you.
Second date, Blair. It's. Oh, no. Sterling. Sterling is like, I'm not. Fuck this noise.
She was like, I have perfect vision. I cannot do this.
I miss her. I want her input. How?
Do you want to talk shit about her while she's not
I do not. No, I do not. Okay. I don't want to do that.
No.
Which lets me know that you guys are all friends. So how did you guys, this is my interview now. How did you guys become friends / have a podcast together? Like what brought you to this point?
So we met through UCB.
Okay.
We did the infamous track of like, we're going to go to UCB and then in 4 years, we're going to have a web series, meet Amy Poehler and be successful.
Ah.
That didn't happen.
Sorry.
It's okay, Sterling.
I was giving him our backstory.
I just came in at Amy Poehler. I'm sorry. I feel like my internet's really bad.
Is it unstable?
I'm sure. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm sure it's unstable.
Sterling, no, we were just talking about how you guys met and that like, basically, Amy Poehler owes you money. That's what Blair said.
Yeah, we haven't gotten our web series yet.
Can you imagine? I hate to feel like this is in 2024. Can you believe that's the year that we're like, oh, we're going to be working on a web series. I wonder if anyone's still doing that.
They're still doing it. They're still dipping it and doing it. I mean, they're 5 seconds at a time. They're web series that are five.
Yeah.
That's all we have attention span for.
Now, Jordan, you have a podcast called Adulting, famously.
I do, yes.
A hip podcast. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Blair and I would say probably doctors would say we're adults. That's probably what they would call us.
Which kind of doctors, yes?
Our pediatrician would call us adults.
Yes.
No. What would you say? But I still, like, when I talk to my friends, in my head, I'm like, I'm still a girl, mm-hmm. you know? But my friends are like, no, you're grown up. What age do you feel like you felt like an adult?
I feel like here's like how I know I'm an adult. This morning, I got up. This wasn't about me. Okay. I got up at like 6, worked out, then breakfast for the kids, then made their lunch. Breakfast for coffee for mom in bed, and then also Anne made her oatmeal, did all that, like, and then it was walk the dog and it's time to leave. Do you think a kid's doing that?
No, that's a lot.
Do you think anything? Yeah, you think anything but like a latchkey orphan is doing that? Okay, I am in these streets. All right, I'm in these streets. I'm thinking about I'm packing their lunch, and as I'm packing their lunch, my wife's like, our son needs new pants. He doesn't like any of his pants. He wants sweats only. There's no childlike wonder.
Right.
There's like budgeting. How do I get the pants in time?
So wait,
how do I get the pants?
Are you saying that this is the morning that you realize you're an adult? Like today?
No, this is not. This okay. is no, no.
Okay.
But it is anytime I feel like some kind of like childlike abandon or wonder or anything like mm-hmm. that, or like, you know, a lightness of being, mm-hmm. There's like just it's jackhammered into my skull every waking day,
yeah,
that, you know, a bevy of people are dependent on me, and that makes me feel like an adult. Like when you assume that responsibility. Also, when my daughter was born, that was like, I was like, it's over, you know, like it's warranty.
So exactly 11 years ago today.
Yeah, pretty much.
Happy birthday.
Pretty much.
This is a question for actually both of you guys. Do you ever like compare yourself to where your parents were at your current age and think, holy crap?
Yes, I would say every single day.
I'm a husk compared to my parents. I am like, okay. They were adults, you know what I'm saying? Like they were like, oh my god, I learned from them. I just learned from them how to be grown, and they never showed childlike behavior, at least in front of us. They were like super responsible. My dad is a doctor. My mother was an English professor, both retired, and mm-hmm. they just like they got up and did it every day. They just like strapped it on. Maybe, I don't know, in the bedroom, maybe they did strap-ons, but like they strapped on the helmet of life and like went for it.
Okay.
And Blair's
what
like,
if the helmet was a strap-on? Like
well, that would be
you're
different.
Right. You're right.
Right. Come on, kids.
Let's go. I mean, like, I mean, in some circles, probably that'd be great. But like, no, sure. they never let their guard down. And to their credit, they showed me like what it meant to be a grown-up. See, this is too much for like,
Sterling cannot handle. Like, your life story is too overwhelming.
So, I mean, honestly, whilst we wait for Sterling, I would say they grew up quick. They grew up so quick. And as a result, I didn't ever see them. Like now they're really enjoying themselves, and like they'll go off for like, you know, trips and here and there. They're always traveling. And I think that they're finally having what they didn't get to have either in their childhood, their young adulthood, because they had their kids relatively like late. Their last child was like when they were 29. It's
my mom had me at 35.
Really? Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What was that like? Were you like, my mom is old?
I never really thought about it. The thing that's been like messing me up. So I turned 40 last year.
Are you serious?
And
you look great.
Okay.
You look great.
That is our sound code. But my dad at 40 was a preacher with 3 kids.
Wow.
And I'm a homo in New York who does podcasting. Like what? This doesn't feel like he's proud of me, but like, I don't know if I'm proud of me. You know what I'm saying?
I think you should be proud of you. He did that so you could soar.
Wait, can you see me?
And that is my family's secret. Thank you for making space.
Okay, you guys, I came in. I came back into the recording as a ghost. You two, I saw and heard you two, and it's just me going, please, can you see me?
Here's what I need you to do. You've been jumping in and out of this podcast. I want you to open the window. You got to let in more internet into your house. Something. Fan in more.
No.
Something's going
to
happen.
I have no idea. I ran downstairs to my roommate, mm-hmm. and I said, what do you think is going on? She said, I don't know. And she said, it's been fine for me. And then I just ran back up and I hoped for the best. Well, where did it leave off in the conversation? We were talking about when did you feel like an adult? I guess to bring it around, I do always think about where my parents were at my age, and they mm-hmm. were kind of gearing up to buy a home, married. And yes, and I, as you can see, I just ran downstairs to my roommate and in my rental. That's nice, but not a home, an apartment.
Sterling, I'm going to give you a round of applause because you are doing it.
Dipping it and doing it. You have two pictures that are very evenly leveled. I've been looking at them. They're floral. Oh. It looks great. No, you're an adult.
Oh, thanks.
You're not a kid.
Well, you didn't say I was an adult. Can you give me that compliment?
Okay, so Jordan, we play a game on this podcast called Heaven or Hell. And because you have your podcast, Adulting, yes. we are going to give you different adult scenarios.
Oh,
and you are going to decide if those are heaven, hell, or if you're kind of indifferent, purgatory for you.
Perg. Okay. Go for it.
Okay. Having to make doctor's appointments for both you and your children, but you get a free lollipop when you go in.
Let me tell you something, okay? okay. That is hell, but a hell I'm just learning about because daddy's trying to do better in the marriage and learn the names of the doctors and dentists for set appointments. Now, do you mind if I just mansplain feminism to you guys real fast?
No.
Yeah. Oh my God.
She was not
Sterling.
Ready.
Oh,
Sterling. She is low key coming for you. Every time you want to try to mansplain to her, she signs out.
Sterling. Wow. I first of all, see, that was a not so subtle move. She does. That was a not so subtle move.
Yeah.
And I get it. And I should not be mansplaining feminism. And what I'm learning and what I have learned is the name of my kids' doctors. Okay. One of them is actually named Dr. Phil.
Is that feminism?
That is feminism because it's a step towards 50-50 because men are usually left out of the conversation. We don't have to worry about it. Cisgendered straight men are just like, whatever. I'm a Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
And if I can just say that their pediatrician's name is Dr. Phil. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to know this now.
So wait, so it's hell that you have to care for your children? Is that what I'm hearing? That's what I heard.
I'm not liking what I'm not liking the 1-0.
No, I'm just trying to like.
Yeah, the binary of all this is like so hostile and trapping that I'm having trouble with it. But yeah, okay. I guess it's hell. Sure.
Okay.
It's hell.
Oh, happy birthday, Izzy. Now, Sterling, do you understand feminism now? Since you heard none of that?
I said, wait, women hate men. That's feminism. So I'm so glad you finally cleared
No problem. For no good reason.
Thanks.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay, number two, Blair.
Walking past a clothing store and thinking, oh, I love that outfit. Only then to look up at the sign and realize it's Brooks Brothers.
Ooh.
Heaven or hell?
Ooh. I'm going to claim purgatory on that because there was a time as a child when I was way into being preppy and things like that. And I don't know. I went to private school. Ugh. I felt like Carlton Banks. It's like, and I thought that would be like, that would save me. And then preppiness has never hurt me. But I'm kind of done being preppy. And I look back at it and say, goodbye, old friend. You know, you are completely not functional at all. And I thank you for your years of service. But yeah, I would hold my breath as I walk by and write about it later in my dream journal, I guess. I don't know. That's me.
Well, that was a beautiful way to talk to your inner child. It was very like acknowledging, but saying, get out of here.
Get the funk.
We were trying to think of like, what is the most, I feel like for women, I mean, some women you walk past the store and you're like, oh, so cute. And then you realize it's like Antler Loft or like or like some of like those ones that like kind of like, you know, when unfortunately we cut to a certain age and women's fashion just becomes shawls or just like loose fitting garbs. And so like we were trying to think, I was like, what is the equivalent for men that you're like, oh no, that's like what my grandpa wears. What would you say off the bat for the brand?
I'd probably say Merrill or Orvis or
Orvis.
Orvis is that's like, yeah, Tommy Bahama.
I suggested Joseph A. Banks. Do you know
Joseph
that one?
A. Banks.
Do you know that one?
Of course. Have I bought an Easter suit? Hello. Yes. I know.
Okay. Number three, telling your kids they can't watch TV, even though all you want to be doing is laying on the couch watching TV.
Oh my God. That is hell for sure. I launder so much stuff through my children. Ice cream, cartoons. I'm like, you want ice cream? And they're like, we haven't mentioned ice cream for days. And I'm like, let's get some Häagen-Dazs. And they're like, I'm always doing that. And then yesterday, like I made them like dinner. I was like, oh, all right, stuffed peppers and we're going to have a good time. And you know what? We'll do like a movie picnic. And they're like, we didn't ever mention that at all. I was like, and who wants to watch Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs? And they're like, we don't really like Wes Anderson. I was like, didn't hear you. And then just like, so denying them, like, I don't know.
I'm going to ask this one just because I am, this feels stressful to me.
Okay.
So
okay.
Your last question.
The hot seat.
Figuring out how to move your 401k from one account to another after switching jobs.
Oh, to roll it over?
Yeah.
That's probably hellacious for me because I am like, I'm a procrastinator. So it's just like anytime I have to, like, do my taxes, I'm like, extension, please. And that's me. And like, and all you have to do, it's been done before. Just call the people in the finance department. They do it all the time. They can, like, it's like how, like, if you go on a cruise ship, someone can fold your towel like it's a goddamn swan. They do it with their eyes closed. Just get it the fuck done. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Like, do it now. Do it today. Do it today.
Okay, well, that was our game, Jordan. Thank you so much.
No
for
problem.
I know it was seamless.
It was stressful.
I was here this whole time, and
I was just worried Sterling was going to leave again.
There weren't many times where I literally just kept waving and saying, "Please see me." And that is 2024 in the internet. So that's,
you know what? You're making excuses, but I think there's some tension between you two. That's why you keep popping off. You're like, yeah. I need to go take a break.
I know.
You're so right. We've invited you on this podcast, and I think you know why. You've done something where it's hard to tell if you're in the right or the wrong. And Blair and I have never done anything wrong in our lives. I know it's hard to believe. So we're going to here to judge you today and help you decide kind of which way you fall. So
I'm not a good person. I think...
Now let us decide.
Okay.
You could be a good person.
Okay. Well, I'm more of like... I remember watching The Sopranos and being like, I'm like that guy. I like him. I'm Tony Soprano. Like, I'm definitely an anti-hero. I am managing expectations for you. So anyway, we went out to dinner. Me and my wife, we're upstate. And we go to this, we were in Hudson, which is like, if Bushwick tilted on its side and slid into the upstate New York, that would be the town.
Yeah.
The town, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I love Hudson. Cute.
Cute. Cute as fuck. That's their cute. Whole thing. They don't even work. They're just cute. Just a lot of Carhartt floating around. Just a lot of that.
Yeah,
it's like a ski town with no slopes. It's insane. All right. So anyway, so we go to dinner and we had a babysitter and we were like, getting away from our kids. Goodbye. And so so we're like, okay, out the door, and mama and daddy are like, where are we gonna go eat? And then of course we have to go to the, you know, whatever. We have to go to the place. It's like, you know, it used to be a mill. Like, things used to be things that they, you know, whatever. They're like, this was an orphanage for blind kids, but we got them out of here. So now you can enjoy your food. it's like, oh, this is so rustic and has history. Look at the post and beam of it all. So we're in there. We wait 9 hours and we finally, because we have to have the city experience, but like, whatever. Okay. So we finally sit down and there's a family. And the family is like, they're literally like our family. Right. But we since we don't have kids, pretend as though we're like annoyed adults without kids. Because let me just break it down. These were shit kids. These were shit kids. They were not good kids. The 5-year-old, it was a 5-year-old and maybe a 3-year-old. And they're in a really bougie ass restaurant. I was like, incorrect. These are Applebee's grade kids. The dad sits down. The dad is like, everybody calm down. We're going to be here for at least 90 minutes. I was like, oh, hell no. You cannot be here for 90 minutes. Only because the child, his son was like, give me the iPad. The dad was like, nope, we're not doing iPads or anything like that. He's like, give me the iPad, old man. He's like, not doing that. Then he's like, the kid picks up a candle and says, I will throw this at you and I will burn you if you don't give me the iPad. Right. And the dad's like,
oh, my.
The dad is like, Cassidy, that is not happening. You know, like all this stuff, whatever it was, whatever Bellerophon, whatever his fucking name was. And he's like, just sit there and be calm. And the kid was like, he was turning up the heat so much. I was like, this kid could, like, he's going to run for president one day. He's a little fascist. And he was never letting up until the dad, eventually he broke the dad and was like, the dad was like, fine. Here's your iPad. And he gives it to him. And he's like, now I want your seat, the son says. And the dad was like, no, no, you are being unkind. He's like, give me your seat or I'll throw her toys out the window when I get home. And the dad is like, I'm watching this. And by the way, I start recording it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not on my phone, not video, but audio. Now, my wife's like, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here. I'm like, no, this is good dialogue. I love this dialogue. This is great. Like, when do you catch this in the wild? Everybody's making accommodations for these people. Everybody's like, it's okay, you know, because like they're very like permissive. They're permissive parents. And then aside from that, the entire restaurant is like, you know, let me correct my childhood where people were just like too strict, and we'll just like make room for these people. And my wife like finally realizes that I'm recording them. Audio wise, she's like, that's why you want to stay, right? And I was like, yes. I'm like, I'm a writer. I think this is great. I want to see if the dad gives up the seat or not. And then my wife just finally gets up and she says, control your kids.
Wait, who said this?
My wife. She goes, this is why we're leaving. She points to both kids. She goes, this is why we're leaving.
Okay, badass.
Yeah. And then I just crab walk out of the restaurant like it was, everybody was mortified, you know, like, because, I had just ordered a Negroni, you know, and it's just like, I was like, what are we going to do with Negroni, you know? And it was like,
Did you get it to go?
No, yeah, I don't, think it wasn't illegal. That kind of party. And it was like, but the botanicals of it all, you know, and I had to,
yeah,
we had to go someplace else. It was fine. It was fine.
So you didn't even get to drink the drink?
Wow.
I ordered Negroni elsewhere, and then like they were holding a Negroni. It was like, you ordered this, and I was like, gonna have to 86 that. And they were just like, you owe money. But then I was just like, bye. So I want to know, am I a bad person for recording them? And like also being like, you suck to these people. And also like, I would never, with my wife, I would never throw her under the bus. If she says these people suck, I'm like, you do suck. You know, like, I'm the chorus to that, you know?
So wait, when she said that, were you like behind her, like hyping her up? Like, yeah, you suck.
Absolutely not. But I was just like,
nope.
I was like, what she said, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't hyping, but I definitely wasn't being like, hold on a second. You know, like, I was like, yeah, they do. But they're good fodder.
What was the reaction right when that was said to them? As far as your wife saying, this is why we're leaving, control your kids.
It was just more like, I mean, this is like such a beautiful little microcosm of class. When things happen to people that have good lives, usually they're just like, I was shocked. I didn't know what to do, right? There's inaction. So it was just more inaction and just more raised eyebrows. But my wife is from Brooklyn, so she's just used to confronting people. My wife's the kind of person that will walk in a room and be like, it stinks in here. You know, like, I'm just like, we know.
I love that.
Like, yeah, she does not sit in silence. She does not suffer in silence. So it's just like, that's kind of like, that's what you buy in. That's the buy-in. And so, you know, sometimes you get moments like that where she's just like, I'm not fucking dealing with this. Your kids suck so much. They suck the paint off the fucking house. Like, good Bye. And what I need to know is this. Am I, you know, am I a douche nozzle for just like staying that long and wanting to be like a vulture and, you know, for the scene to play out just so I could get some dialogue?
Like, do you think this family, the parents, both Blair and I don't have kids. So I feel like this is a, we're, you know, a world that we haven't navigated. Yeah, well, I think so. I think I know. Anyways, but do you think that the fellow family slash parents could tell that you were both parents? Like, I feel like it's different if it's coming from maybe like people that aren't parents or people that are parents, if that makes sense.
No, they had no idea.
They couldn't tell. They were like, these people probably don't have kids.
Yeah, we play that game all the time. When we leave our kids behind, we are now childless. We decided not to have kids.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a role-playing thing we do, and it's terrible. I know that.
Do you think the message, like if you could go back in time and you had to experience this all again,
yes.
Do you think the message of what she said to them would have hit a little harder had you pulled out the wallet of your children and just like, we're parents and we're better than you. This is why we're leaving. We're going home to our kids that we rightfully left at home.
I mean, yes, that would hit so differently. And please understand, I just want to be completely forthright. And I want to be transparent in this and tell you that most of the conversation after at dinner was parsing how much better of parents we were than those parents. And let me tell you, it was a celebration. It was, you need to know, you need to know. You can only do well as a parent or in a couple if you have another couple or family with proximity to you that is falling apart. So that you feel good about yourself, invite them over, watch it play out. Watch it play out.
Yeah.
It was such a boost. It was such a turbo boost. We made sweet love that night.
All right. Was there music?
No. We like you, we love
the audio. The audio.
We listened to the audio of the conversation.
Wait. So how? Okay. So Jordan, how long was your audio recording? Like, how long did you guys end up staying?
I'll let you know right now. Hang on. Stand by. Stand by.
Okay.
Child, it's at the pop. It's at the top of the charts. That was December 27th, and it was 10 minutes and 25 seconds.
So you made love for 10 minutes and 27 seconds?
No.
No. Oh, excuse me. The average lovemaking session, I looked this up, is 5 minutes and 46 seconds. So I'm doing...
So you did it twice.
Yes. Yes. Did it twice.
Good for you. Okay.
Back so to snack.
And then have you use that dialogue yet? Has that sparked anything for a script or for a story or for some stand-up that it was kind of worth it ultimately?
Not yet, but it's definitely,
or still percolating.
It's so in the bank. It's so in the bank. It was just so wonderful. I love anybody, like I said, that has the air of a customer service representative when they try to talk to their kids. It makes me so happy. When the kid played out his violent ideation, like that he would take the candle, smash it against his father's head and like burn him up. That the dad had the wherewithal and just calm demeanor, which was even scarier, to say like, will that get you what you want? You need to think about that. Well, did that get you closer to your iPad or further away from your goals? I was just like, this man is obviously, your father's a droid. And it's like, we know that now. We know that. And maybe this kid was just trying to like, maybe this kid is, you know, has been kidnapped by droids. I think that's probably what it is. And he's like, he's rebelling. Maybe, you know, I don't know.
He's trying to break free. He's
trying to break free.
Oh, that puts a little wrinkle in what I was leaning towards.
Oh, please, please. What were you thinking?
I'm leaning in two different directions, which is good or bad, which is ultimately the premise of the show. So on the one hand, I'm like, this is a God wink from the Lord who said, hey, I know you're feeling insecure about parenting.
Always.
So I'm going to show you this shitty family just to let you know you're doing okay. So it was kind of like him. It was like comforting you. It was like a warm hug from the Almighty.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, after just hearing what you said, sounds like this kid was acting out of fear. Like he's like, I'm trapped in a droid family. No one understands me. No one's listening to me. So I have to cause a scene so someone will intervene and help me and get me out.
Okay. So you're right in the center.
I think I might be leaning more towards bad because, like, what damage are you going to do with a candle? He just had to say something so ridiculous to get people's attention.
Right.
But you took it as, like, I got to write a skit about this.
Yeah.
Not, I got to help this kid and get him to his family that was probably kidnapped by the aliens because aliens are real now.
Yeah.
And now the droids.
And they're in Hudson, famously.
Yeah.
They're in Hudson, you know?
Yeah.
It's near water, you know?
I just felt like, this kid was in complete control and I could not turn away. I had to record. I'm not proud of myself. Please know that. If there's a probation that's possible, this is a first offense, you know, I will admit and throw myself on the mercy of the court because I know that those people were, I'm going to go ahead and say it, illegally surveyed. And, but I will not use their names or anything like that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Blair said, I think it's hard because I think, as you said, it really brought you and your wife together. You had kind of the rest of the night to feel amazing. You also really got to obviously, play into not having kids, kind of playing those roles, step into that. And there really is nothing like going on a date and being able to kind of like digest some like juicy gossip or just like really go into another couple that you've seen. There's really nothing like it. It's amazing. But I think where I maybe draw the line is maybe if it had been just in a notes app, some jotting some stuff down versus the recording.
Right, of course.
I don't know.
Of course.
You know? I mean, I do like a voice note.
Another option to piggyback on that is to, when you open up the notes app, you can hit that microphone and it auto dictates. So you don't have to be like weirdly making notes, you know?
No.
Oh, that could have made all the difference.
Yeah.
Can I get a 3-judge panel instead of a 2-judge panel? Because I feel like this might be going to the appellate court. I might have to.
Yes, it will be.
Okay. Okay.
Well, we usually ask our guests because we're kind of split. If you can make a final 30-second plea of whichever side you think you should be deemed, and we'll put some time on the clock to sway Blair and I into the final vote.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Let me get the clock.
Okay.
And begin.
Your Honors, let me just say that the dinner that I was having with my wife was one. It was an occasion wherein we were celebrating the fact that we believe a good couple and good for each other. And that's where it came from, that we had earned that night. And what came about those events were, it was horrible and we'll never do it again. And I will never record anyone at dinner ever again. And I'm sorry, as God is my witness. Thank you.
It's really becoming a very religious episode today.
Yeah.
Okay, so which way were you leaning? You kind of were leaning for us to deem you bad, I guess.
No, I was trying to say, like, I'm a good person.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, yeah.
You're good because you won't do it again.
Yeah, I've learned.
It's so funny because Sterling, I was thinking the same way. It's like he almost wants to be deemed bad to relieve this pressure.
Yes, yes.
Like,
wash
it off.
You know how you wash Jesus's feet with water or something?
Do I know how I...
It's too early in the morning to be gone.
So you want your feet washed.
Yes, yes.
So... I think, Jordan, we might deem you bad just so you can really be washed and feel kind of good to move into the next chapter.
Thank
you. I won't do it again.
This
was maybe a little bit bad. So, Jordan, we are going to officially deem you bad behavior. And Blair's going to send you, I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Blair's going to send you a little punishment for you to read aloud.
This is your admission of guilt.
Okay. Here he goes. Oh, really? You think I'm such a bad person because I did this one thing, okay? And sure, I am the type of person that sees curb your dog signs and makes sure that my dog takes a shit right next to it and don't clean it up. Yeah, I'm that type of person. And this year, the only resolution I plan on making is to become an even worse person. I'm going to be recording everybody. Call me the NSA. Call me the fucking NSA, okay? You know, you're like, oh, I was just talking about Brooks Brothers shit, and now I got ads all... Because I'm listening, okay? I'm listening.
Sterling, I think this backfired.
Yeah, this might have backfired. We've unleashed a new version of Jordan.
He's going to be throwing candles, like little Chucky.
He's going to be throwing candles.
Those were diptychs.
Wow, that was an amazing reading. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Jordan, This has been an amazing episode. We've really, I think,
gone through so many.
We've been through a lot. Thank you so much for such a trooper and staying
sterling with us,
even as I've popped out of things like I've never popped out of them
Sterling
before.
Thank you for
yes.
Thank you for not quitting your own podcast, Sterling. It's like it's really
yeah. Funny. It was close. Yeah, I almost said let's call the whole thing off. But before we wrap up, can you tell listeners where they can follow, find you, sure. any upcoming things to plug and all that jazz?
Absolutely. Yes, you can find me on Instagram at The Realer Jordan Carlos. You can also come find me on Twitter, better known as Elon's Butt, at Jordan Carlos. And I'll be doing, you can listen to my podcast, Adulting, where, you know, podcasts are sold. Why am I? That sounds like Hudson News. And then we'll be performing live all throughout February with the amazing Michelle Buteau. 4 dates. Look for them. Google me. It's going to be crazy. It'll be at the Bell House. Please, y'all, come through.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?